that just really strikes you when you read the Quran is how little there is in there. It goes on and on. It's very repetitive about these themes of law and God watching you and judgment. Mm-hmm. But in terms of tenets of faith, mm-hmm. it's very hard to get your hands around anything at all that he's espousing as a true tenet of faith. It's lots and lots of rambling. You really grope. If you were a college student and you were given this book and a magic marker and told you're going to have a test on this book, you know, you'd have a heart. You might go pages and pages without underlining anything because it's very hard to figure out what he's talking about.
All right, so you have tried to distill the essence of this whole picture here in 60 pages, Islam, its historical beginnings, and this is available to you, friends. Your gift of $5 or more to Save America Ministries will put this fascinating story in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. If you're going to write a check, send it to Save America Ministries at $4 for postage and handling. It's on our website, saveus.org. And I urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. And today is no exception as we show the contrast here. And send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we hope you'll call in because I think this is a very, very important evening, the subject, the coming war with Syria. And everything suggests that we're going to have a war with Syria. Now, of course, they just say we're just going to perhaps have a couple of days war, two or three. We're going to hit some 50 targets over there. Or we're going to use cruise missiles. Maybe we'll use some high-flying bombers. But of course, we're not going to be certainly trying to defeat Assad. We're just going to hit 50 of his military targets. And well, we'd like to know what you think about this. Should we be doing this? Should we perhaps certainly be retaliating because of the fact that Assad is said to have used chemical weapons against his own people? And after all, President Obama had drawn a red line. It said you cross the red line to use your chemical weapons against your own people. Why? That's when we're going to intervene. Otherwise, why? We're not going to intervene. Of course, we have been intervening for some time. We have 1,000 troops over in Jordan, and there the special forces and the CIA are training and equipping and arming these rebels who are going in and killing people. About 100,000 people have died, well over 100,000 civilians have died in Syria, and this never would have happened if the United States had not been financing the rebels over there, and we are one of the major forces for financing the rebels. I'm sure we have some help from the English and maybe even a little help from the French and Saudi Arabia, but primarily it's the United States. And of course, basically, a lot of people will tell you, well, this is really Israel. Nobody wants to say it, but it's really Israel. Let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is simply an appendage of what I call the Brotherhood. They do exactly what they're told. Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a furniture salesman when he was picked up by the establishment and chosen to lead Israel. And basically, of course, Israel now certainly is backing the rebels, which is totally illogical. They had an agreement with Assad. Assad is not a bad man. Assad is a physician. He was an ophthalmologist. He wanted to practice ophthalmology in London. He was convinced he had to come back because his father died and they needed a leader. But look at Assad. He's certainly not certainly a military leader at all. He's been put in this almost impossible situation to lead a divided country. And certainly, I'm not saying anybody is perfect. I don't think any leader in the world is. Even President Obama is not perfect. But Assad is not the villain that he's made out to be. Under many circumstances, we'd like to know what you think. Should we certainly go to war with Syria? Because when you start certainly firing off cruise missiles and dropping bombs, this is an act of war. And when you start a war, you never know how that war would end. And why do we want to do this? What does Syria have to do with protecting America? Certainly the Syrians aren't planning on invading America or attacking America. In fact, it's the Al-Qaeda there who we're financing in Syria who are the enemies of America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And as you remember, of course, while we are fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, we are funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, and it really doesn't make sense. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think about what's going on, and we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And the question is, should we be going to war with Syria? Should we be trying to stop Assad from using those chemical weapons and killing his own people? Or did he really do that? Is there a possibility that they're not telling us the truth about what's going on over there in Syria? Well, anyway, right now we've got Herman calling from Carmel. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'd like to know what you think about what's going on as far as Syria. Syria, Herman, thank you. You're welcome to talk about whatever you'd like to.
Well, in today's issue of Cutting Edge newsletter, David Bay and his workers talk about Syria, and they bring up the ancient prophecy of Isaiah 17:1, where it says, the mournful, inspired prediction, a burden to be lifted up concerning Damascus, capital of Syria. Behold, Damascus will cease to be a city and will become a heap of ruins. That's from the Parallel Bible translation. And my concern is that we don't go to war. I hope we don't. Hope and pray. And you know, there are millions of people in Syria. They're already suffering. And like you pointed out, I think we are fomenting a war there and terrible carnage, which I feel that someday we here in America will reap the whirlwind. And I'm of German descent, and my family paid dearly in the firebombing of Dresden in 1945 in February, where several hundred thousand people died in the firestorm, all because the Nazis did the terrible things they did. And I fear that we are becoming a warmongering nation that the rest of the world fears. So what the problem is that Iran, their news agency, has stated that if America attacks or causes to be attacked Syria, then the first target of Syria will be Israel. And Israel has stated that if they are attacked with rockets and chemical weapons or whatever, that they will destroy Damascus. So I just hope and pray that our audience, you know, gets involved. And I don't know if we can do anything, but
We can pray for peace in Israel. We can pray for peace in Damascus. Hey, thank you so very much for calling.
You.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Herman was basically referring to a biblical prophecy. It comes from Isaiah 17, and it talks about the fact that certainly Damascus is going to be destroyed, and specifically mentions Damascus. Now, Damascus has been around for 3,500 years anyway, maybe longer than that, and has never been destroyed. And yet, of course, right now, while we know a lot of the suburbs of Damascus have been just totally destroyed. And the question is, are we going to be seeing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, or is this just coincidental that's going on? And basically, of course, then what will happen if the United States intervenes? Will the United States drop cruise missiles on Damascus? Will the United States try to kill Assad, who I believe is in Damascus this time? They probably know just about where he is. But they could bomb that area extensively and perhaps kill Assad. Would that solve the problem? Would that be fulfilling biblical prophecy? Does biblical prophecy have anything to do with what's going on there today? Well, I happen to believe it does. But let's go to Bill, who's calling from Pasco, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And, of course, it's Open Line Wednesday, so you can give us a call on any subject you'd like. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
I'm doing okay. I don't think that it is ever good for the United States and NATO to bomb countries, because when they do this, the infrastructure of the country is destroyed and it leads to terrible loss of life of the people and their sewage and their water and all the things that get hit due to the fact that the rockets and missiles are not discriminate. They're indiscriminate, and just people standing in the way get hit, and it's all a part of what the United States does. I mean, the same thing occurred in Iraq with the electrical grids and the sewage systems, and these are targeted attacks on countries when this occurs, and the CIA studies the countries before the United States bombs the countries, and they know what the effect will be on the population to lose their infrastructure. So I think it's terrible, but I don't know for sure that that is what they're going to do in Syria or whether they will do anything. But this has been the pattern of what NATO does in all of these different countries. And then they say it's a humanitarian intervention, but that is just the mask of the liberal, basically internationalist form of U.S. imperialism, which is the same as what the neocons do, only it's not wrapped in as much in the national flag as it is in a more internationalist kind of projection, but it's all the same thing. People end up getting killed, and the U.S. military is used to do this, so I don't think it's ever good.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. How are we ever going to bring democracy to Syria, you know, if we don't intervene there and try to get a responsible government in place?
See, I don't think that the United States brings democracy to any country. I think that the record of what the United States does is they use a lot of bombs on countries and torturing the people with death squads in places like Guatemala and El Salvador and in Vietnam, in the south of Vietnam, the Ne Cho DDM dictatorship in South Vietnam had a secret police structure, and this is what they used to assassinate Viet Cong. And this is done in Iraq with the death squads that were being backed by General Petraeus. And I mean, it's just, it's over and over where the CIA and the military are functioning. They are assassinating and murdering people. So I don't think it is about democracy.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, first of all, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the first thing you have to understand, Bill, is why would we want to establish democracy? You can go back and read Plato's Republic, written 2,500, 2,600 years ago, and Plato makes it very clear, democracy doesn't work. That's why when they established the United States, they certainly did not establish a democracy. They established a republic, and if you read the Federalist Papers, the 10th of the Federalist Papers, John Madison basically said this: democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death. So why does the media constantly talk about, oh, we've got to go in and establish democracy? Our founding fathers didn't want a democracy, and despite the fact that we're being taught in schools and in universities, and our politicians talk about democracy, and our ministers talk about democracy, and the media talks about democracy, the last thing the people who wanted America to have was a democracy. We want people to have freedom and a better life, but you don't get it by certainly financing both sides. It's what we do. We finance the Muslim Brotherhood. We finance the opposition to the Muslim Brotherhood. And this is what's really going on over there today. And Bill, you can't understand anything that's going on in the world unless you understand that America is controlled by a small little group. It's what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they control the right and the left, the Republicans, the Democrats, the conservatives and the liberals. And basically, when you have the membership listed, well, you can begin to understand what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You have a question or comment. But today in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article. And remember, the Wall Street Journal has now been taken over by Rupert Murdoch. So it becomes simply a vehicle by which you can find out what the Brotherhood is doing, because Rupert Murdoch is part of this Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, it's saying that Barack Obama has been debating for some time whether or not he should intervene. But he certainly, Susan Rice, his national security advisor, had come and said there's no question at all that, of course, the situation over there, the use of poison gas, was done by the Assad regime, and a lot of people were killed. There's no question about it. And Susan Rice certainly attested to that fact. Now, you could read the article, unless you knew who Susan Rice was, it wouldn't have any meaning. But Susan Rice is a member of the Trilateral Commission, or was, and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as every national security advisor, certainly for Barack Obama. The national security advisor, the first one, was General James Jones, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations. The second one was Thomas Donilon, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. And now, of course, we have Susan Rice. So basically, this little group that controls both political parties wants to expand the war over there. And my fear is, Bill, once this war gets going, you never know how it's going to end. This may be a prelude, or this could be the beginning of a much expanded war over there. It's very obvious that the elite who run our country want to expand the war over there, want to destabilize that area, want to bring it under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, who we've financed since the end of the Second World War, and this is covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The devil's game, and it truly is the devil's game. We financed both sides, as we did during the Second World War. We fought the Germans. We financed the Germans all during the Second World War. While they were killing our boys, we were building the weapons for them so they could kill them more efficiently. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'll be right back, Bill.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Imperialist himself, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Okay, I guess it's okay. Ben Bell. I guess it's Ben Bell. He's simply talking about how this all ties back to Cecil Rhodes and, of course, the diamond mines, De Beers diamond mines, and the gold mines, which, of course, Cecil Rhodes actually controlled, and his estate still controls much of this. And the funds are being used today to fulfill Cecil Rhodes' dream. The dream established by the secret society he created in 1891 to bring about a one-world government and a one-world financial system and a one-world religion and destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools. God bless, Bill. Thanks very much. And let's go to Joe, who's calling us here from New Jersey. And if you're out there in the listening audience, it's Open Line Wednesday. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're moving into very, very dangerous times. Go right ahead, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment in regards to all of this. You know, the thought entered my mind. I'm beginning to wonder about Israel. One would think if a leader of a nation of Israel would hear some kind of, well, not would hear, they've already heard what would be done to them. How come they're not coming out publicly and saying to the United States, look, don't do this because our people are going to suffer tremendously and we don't want to have to retaliate and happen to want to destroy all those people. I don't hear anything publicly coming out of Israel with regards to this.
But you remember, Israel is simply a subordinate of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's not any longer. But the entire Israeli government is controlled by the Brotherhood. They control so many governments throughout the world. Netanyahu does what he is told to do. Oh, he may pretend to be independent. He may pretend to be certainly, you know, representing the interests of Israel. He's not. Basically, the worst thing that could ever have happened to Israel is for that civil war that we financed in Syria. Because, of course, if the rebels win, they're going to end up with all those chemical weapons. And you know very well that use them on Israel. At least Assad was a rational individual. He was a trained ophthalmologist. And he had certainly a standoff with Israel. Israel didn't attack him, and he didn't attack Israel. And actually, Israel did attack Syria on a couple of occasions, and Assad withheld retaliation. However, if we go in and hit 50 or more of his targets, I really believe that he is going to be forced to attack Israel, and heavens knows how that's going to end up. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But I share your concern, Joe. It doesn't make any sense. It would be totally against Israel's best interest for this, the rebels to win over there, and yet we are backing the rebels. Go right ahead, Joe.
Well, it sounds like to me that Israel's in cahoots with the United States.
Absolutely. No, Israel is controlled by the United States, contrary to what they will try to make you think, is that Washington, D.C. is controlled by the Zionists. It is simply the brotherhood, the Satanists who control Israel today. And Netanyahu and the others do exactly what they're told. The media there is as tightly controlled as it is here in America.
Well, then let them all go to hell, a whole bunch of them. I'll see you, Dr. Stan.
Well, I don't want to see anybody go to hell. But anyway, this is Dr. Stan. And Sydney, if you're out there in the listening audience, it's open lines. I think that we're entering into a very difficult and dangerous period in the history of our nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And basically, we're up against organized evil that controls Washington, D.C. But the thing is that when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And basically, this has happened over and over again, the First World War. Everybody in Europe thought it was just going to be a very, very short little episode. So there was going to be a slight conflict between Serbia and Austria-Hungary, and it would be over in a few days. And 4 years later, 21, 22 million people dead later while the war ended. You never know how a war is going to end. And if we get involved with war with Syria, would perhaps somebody, drop one nuclear weapon over Omaha, Nebraska, and certainly an EMP attack would totally wipe out our electronic system here, and we would be instantaneously plunged into darkness. Now, this is a very real threat. And yet, of course, it's being totally suppressed by the media. Despite the fact that Congress has voted on several occasions that we wanted to do something about this, has had certainly a number of investigations pointing out that this is a very real threat. Nothing has been done, and we have to ask why. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. I want you to give us a call. I'd like to know what you think.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden, seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And would love to know what you think about what's going on as far as Syria is concerned. But certainly Barack Obama is in a difficult position. First of all, he doesn't have permission from the Congress. Congress is not in session, but they certainly have collected about 100 signatures. I think 16 or 18 of them are from Democrats, certainly. And they're certainly requesting Barack Obama not go ahead with the military action, that he reconvenes Congress and gets their permission. Well, of course, Barack has a trip planned to go over to Russia, I hear, in the next week or so. And, of course, this is why everybody said he was probably going to launch his attack tomorrow. But, of course, he doesn't have permission from the United Nations. And he doesn't dare go to the United Nations because he has to go to the Security Council to ask for permission to go to war. I mean, that's the way the United Nations is set up. And certainly Russia is not going to give him permission. The only reason we were ever even to go into, say, for instance, the Korean War with the United Nations backing is because when this went to, before the United Nations Security Council, our Russia certainly did not attend the meeting. And so we were able to get enough votes to justify going to war, certainly, and I forgot, it was either Russia or China, one of the two, just didn't bother to show up. And so we were able then, of course, to go ahead and go to war in Korea. But right now, of course, Barack Obama, I would anticipate that there would be votes against the United Nations sanctioning it. And all he needed is one vote on the Security Council, and Barack Obama then would be totally unable to act. And so he's talking about certainly doing this on his own, but this certainly would be a criminal act by international law. So poor old Barack is in a very difficult position, but you understand that Barack Obama is simply a front for the Brotherhood of Darkness. And we know from certainly the fact that Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, member of the Trilateral or former member of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, that she is certainly encouraging him to go ahead and attack Syria. We know then that the elite who run our country want this war. Now, is it going to be a little war or is it going to be a major war? We don't know. It's all up in the air. But I will tell you that certainly if we were to attack Syria and then Syria were to attack Israel and then Israel were to retaliate against Syria and or Iran, we could certainly see that whole area of the world going up in a sheet of flame. Whenever you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Certainly the people in Austria-Hungary thought that the First World War would last for a few weeks. And four bloody years later, 21 million people dead, 30 or 40 million people wounded, and casualties of war. Why the war came to an end, and Europe certainly was certainly a matter of rubble. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay, sure seems like we're heading into a war cycle here in the next few years. It's crazy. Too bad people have to follow cycles like a bunch of herding caribou or something instead of being able to think logically, unselfishly. I was listening to Alex Jones, and he had a really good point about if you think the globalists hate the secular leaders in the Middle East, they absolutely down in their gut below American Christians. And I thought, you know, that's absolutely right, man. They hate everything about American Christianity. And I thought, how many American Christians are left? And who would come to our aid if somebody started to persecute us? You know, and all the talk about Syria, nobody really talks about, for all his faults, he's probably a better leader. You know, Assad is probably a better leader than any leader this New World Order crowd would foster up upon Syria for the Christians of Syria and Lebanon. Now, are they just all going to get slaughtered or pushed out of the area, millions and millions of them? Doesn't anyone in this country care about them? There's a commentator named Hertoff. He writes for a lot of papers. He's a Jew. And he says he's an atheist. But he's concerned that none of the Christians seem to care about what's going on in Egypt and Syria to the Christians over there. Yeah, he says the only guy he's heard talking about it on the radio is Michael Savage, of all people. He really goes on about it, about Christians not caring about Christians being persecuted. Who's going to care about us?
I think that's a very, very valid observation, Bruce. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. But basically, of course, the population of Iraq was about 10% Christian. And basically, of course, we went in there. We certainly created tremendous instability. And then, of course, we have installed a constitution in Iraq under Sharia law. Now, certainly less than 1% of the population of Iraq is Christian. They've driven the Christians out. They've been slaughtered. The churches have been burned to death. But we don't talk about that in America. And the same thing has happened in Egypt. Now, instead of 10% of the population being Coptic Christians, probably down to about 1%, and they're systematically killing the rest of them because we destabilized that government and we installed the Muslim Brotherhood. And then we overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood and we brought in this current military regime. But understand, this is what's so hard for people to understand, Bruce, is we support both sides, exactly as we did in World War II, when we financed certainly the Germans and provided the funding for the Germans through our banking system and supplied the weapons for the Germans to our major corporations, 100 of them over there, building the weapons so that they could fight us. So we fight the Germans and then we fund the Germans and we destroy their military and then we build new things at all. And basically, we're doing the same thing throughout the Middle East today. And the Christians are going to be slaughtered over there and we should be concerned. Well, but why aren't our Christian leaders speaking out about this?
We all know that since probably the end of the Civil War, or at least from the Spanish-American War, our leaders have been sick. You know, whether it's Masonism, whatever, there's something sick in our highest leadership. But what about the Christians? You know, I mean, we ought to be protesting. There ought to be, I just don't understand it. Why? Who is going to come and save us if everybody throughout all the other Christians throughout the rest of the world are wiped out? And then they just set their final gaze upon Christian America. Nobody's going to come to our aid. You know,
well, let me explain to you what's really going on, Bruce. About 150 years ago, somebody came up with the idea of a pre-tribulation rapture. This is not certainly something that has been a traditional belief of the church. The church has believed in a rapture, but not a pre-trib rapture. But they've convinced certainly the average Christian that the pre-trib is just part of the basic Christian belief. And most Christians believe we're going to be whisked out of here before anything bad happens. And the Christian church in America has been totally neutralized. This is the big problem. And this is why I do what I do, certainly 5 hours a day, trying to get people to think. And I agree with everything you're saying.
Well, why? I mean, just because the rapture will occur doesn't mean you have to think illogically. That's the trouble. I mean, the Bible says we're not appointed unto wrath, but it doesn't say we're not appointed unto a second a Great Depression.
You're
it doesn't
absolutely
say
right.
We're not appointed unto World War III or World War IV or Great Persecution or another Diocletian coming along. It doesn't say that. I mean, just because it seems like it's late in the world doesn't mean the world won't go on for another 20 or 30 years and all kinds of bad stuff can happen to American Christians in the meantime.
Well, Bruce, the point I like to make is this. I mean, to the people who tell me about the pre-tribulation rapture, and I don't argue with them because that's a matter of their faith, but I do say, well, what happens if the pre-tribulation rapture comes about 30 years after America's fallen, and most of the Christians in America have been slaughtered and killed and tortured? Well, what are you going to say then? And they don't have an answer because nobody's ever suggested that to them. So your point is well made. Anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I was listening to Phil Valentine's show yesterday. I was on the road for about 3 hours, and there was not a single person who called in that supported this Syrian misadventure here. And And I've called the White House. I called Levin's office. I called Camp's office here in Michigan and told them I was against it. And they said, yeah, the calls are running 10 to 1 against it. Well, then why are they doing it? You know, they just, who cares what the public thinks? We're going to do whatever we want to do anyway, and they can all go jump in a lake.
But, Bruce, oh, we have an invisible government. Yeah, we have the establishment, call it the power elite, call it what you will. They control both political parties, and they do what they want to, irrespective of the American people, and then they usually come up with an atrocity story or something like that to get us to rally behind us. That's how they got us into the war in Afghanistan, that phony attack on the Twin Towers, and that was a controlled demolition. And they killed all those people, but most people cannot believe that.
No,
but everybody, if you look at Building 7 come down, you know, watch Building 7 come down. I had to watch this film about 15 times before I suddenly realized, hey, Stan, you're wrong. This is controlled demolition. They killed those people. I didn't want to believe it.
I knew about Building 7 from the very first. I thought it was peculiar, but the thing that really convinced me was Dave Von Cleese. What is it, the In Plain Sight, where he slows the pictures down real slow.
Right.
Of the planes actually going into the buildings, and they explode before they hit the building.
Right, you know, Dave and Clive, right.
Yeah, what in the world? How can the plane explode before it hits the building? And from that point on, I was convinced that something really untoward occurred that day, you know, not the official line. Something else was going on.
We're going to have to let you go. We've got other callers on the line, but God bless.
I wanted to warn people, though, that in the Bible, in Isaiah 17, Isaiah prophesied 300 years before other prophets. And my Wycliffe Bible commentary says that Damascus became a heap when Sennacherib invaded. And really, the only place in the Bible that says a city will cease existing forever is when it talks about Babylon. And if we're Babylon, look out.
Amen to that. Bye-bye. God bless. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. We have Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, doesn't this to you show more to us that the U.S. is Babylon the Great?
Well, I happen to believe that we are Mystery Babylon. I believe for a number of reasons that we are what is described, because Babylon, the Mystery Babylon, is the financial center of the world, and that's America today. And then, of course, people will try to tell you that we are maybe they're going to rebuild Babylon, or certainly Babylon is Rome. But basically, we read the references to it in the Revelation, you find out that the ship captains can actually watch the city burn, Mystery Babylon burn. And I believe that's New York they're talking about. It's conjecture on my part, but I feel fairly comfortable that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. When a nation turns against God, which America has, we're a post-Christian nation. When a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation, and heaven help us. Go ahead, Dave.
Aren't we? This shows that we have always been. Is that true? The world's bully?
Well, just only in recent years. I mean, initially, America pretty well kept to itself. It really wasn't until about 1898 when we went into the Spanish-American War, and then followed by the Philippine-American War, which most people don't even know about, and then the World War I. But it really wasn't until that time when America really became the bully of the world. But it was at that time, of course, that the wicked and evil people, the Brotherhood, took control of our government and began using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. And World War I was fought to bring about the League of Nations. World War II was fought to bring about the United Nations. And World War III, which I think is coming, will be utilized to establish this one world government, which I believe is coming very, very quickly.
Dr. Stan, World War III, or this event coming up, or World War III, there doesn't seem to be a chance that a nuclear weapon will not be used. Is that your thought?
Well, I tremble for my country when I reflect God is just, and I think he's going to bring terrible judgment on this country. Now, whether it'll be a nuclear war, whether it'll be an EMP attack, whether it'll be both, I don't know. But I do believe there's going to be terrible suffering in America because, of course, we have allowed this country, which was a Christian nation. We were a Christian nation. We're not a Christian nation any longer. And I don't believe God's very happy. In fact, I remember that sign that somebody posted. It said, God is coming soon, and boy, is he mad. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But I think we're moving into very difficult and very dangerous times.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Okay, God bless. And well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we're going to have to watch, certainly in this next couple of weeks, as this whole scenario begins to unfold. But we're on the edge of some very, very frightening and terrifying times. Certainly, and it's not simply the political, it's the economic system. The whole world is on the verge of an economic collapse. And of course, what do you do when the world's on the verge of an economic collapse? Well, you have a major war, ladies and gentlemen. This has been used time and time and time again to get people out of economic problems. And basically, if you look and see what's happening, the economy over in India is contracting. We had a caller, I think it was Monday night, Tony calling from San Jose, pointing out that he has friends in India and that basically the price of food, is some of it has gone up 100%. Some of it has gone up 1,000%. Basically, they're putting on all sorts of exchange controls to try to keep people from taking their money out of the country. The whole structure of this nation, with 1.3 billion people in it, the whole economic structure is beginning to crumble. If you go into China and see what's happening, I mean, they've been having a great time, and they've been building all sorts of buildings and factories, and they are certainly one of the greatest exporter in the world, number two industry in the world, industrial nation. And now, of course, suddenly their imports are down, their exports are down. Certainly the relationship between America and China, where we had certainly the much larger deficits with China, is beginning to shrink. Why? Because Americans are not buying as many things from China today. And the economy of China is beginning to contract, and their unemployment rate is beginning to go up. And basically, if you are in China today and you're trying to get a loan, it's almost impossible to get. And so basically, the Chinese economy is beginning to shrink. You go to Europe, and certainly Greece is certainly on the verge of collapse there, and they're going to need another major loan. Italy has a GDP debt, a deficit of really unbelievable. Certainly France is losing money. Certainly Portugal, Spain, they're all having problems over there. And even certainly Germany is beginning to have more and more problems. What's keeping them afloat? Why, the Federal Reserve System is funneling trillions of dollars overseas to try to keep the economy going, but they can't keep it going indefinitely. Here in the United States, why the Federal Reserve is funneling $85 billion a month in the economy to try to keep it from collapsing. But I really fear that it's going to collapse anyway. And what it does, when it does, what's going to happen to the value of your life savings and your bonds?
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of you out there in the listening audience that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We try to keep certainly all of our stations on, and we basically we're doing 5 hours of talk radio every single day. We're reaching people all across America, all across the world. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And basically, you can join the Radio Liberty family. You can get our four best tapes of the month, our four CDs of the month. You can get our newsletter. Certainly, you can get the various items that we offer. And we have all sorts of books and videos and four CD sets. And you can see them all up there at our website at RadioLiberty.com. Or certainly, we'll be glad to send you a catalog free of charge. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do have all sorts of products. We have the Miracle 2 soap products. We have health products, which I think are excellent. Most of them we take ourselves. And certainly, if you're certainly a man over certainly 55 or 60, you should be on prostate support. If you're having problems with your immune system, immune support, certainly if you have the average individual is deficient in iodine and magnesium and vitamin D3. And we have all sorts of items. If you'd like a list of our health products, which we take and which we think are beneficial, or you want to go up on the internet and look for it, but give us a call if you'd like either a catalog or certainly the list. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and we carry a product, PPI, I believe it is, and it basically will rejuvenate gasoline and diesel, and you need a supply of that on hand, so then you want to get some of the other products we carry. But just go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. And then to really understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly, if you're concerned about the threat of an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, and you should be, you need to get both the DVD and the four CD set on that. Certainly, if you'd like to understand really what is going on economically, we have all sorts of books and we have all sorts of tape sets on discussing the economics. Certainly, we have, certainly, if you'd like to know about certainly some of the things like Lindsay Williams. Lindsay Williams was our guest, and we have certainly the DVD of the talk he gave. And then, of course, if you'd like to know certainly about the other problems facing America today, go to RadioLiberty.com and just scan down over all the DVDs. If you'd like to actually hear my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, back in the 1950s, And basically, of course, what he did is he actually sent his secretary, Catherine Casey, to go through the minutes of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace for 1908. And she found out, and she records the fact that basically they spent the whole year, these were some of the intellectuals of the time, asking what the best way was to change society. And they decided war. You needed to get countries into wars. And then in 1909, they spent the full year actually figuring out how they were going to get America into a war. That was 1909. And of course, in 1917, we got into World War One, and World War One was fought to bring about the one world government. It was simply a manifestation of this whole diabolical effort. Now, you can actually see my interview with Norman Dodd, where he tells the story I've just told you. It's in the DVD called The Desperate Deception. The Desperate Deception, it's a classic. Also, my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, American ambassador to Cuba, when we put Fidel Castro in power. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we install Fidel Castro. And if you want to get these items, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, who's doing a wonderful job of collecting documents and putting them up on our website and discussing them on radio programs and television programs all across America. But tonight, we're going to be talking about the people who really run the world. And basically, there's a small little group. Of course, they operate in secret. They never tell people who they are, and only on rare occasions do any of the members of these secret societies come forward. Certainly, the original secret society was created by Cecil Rhodes in 1891. It consisted of four men, Cecil Rhodes, Lord Milner, Lord Esher, and a man named William Stead. But William Stead was very, very critical of their effort to bring about the Boer War. So he was thrown out of the secret society. And basically, he wrote essays about it, articles in his Pall Mall Gazette, and certainly in his diary. And he wrote about the secret society that had been created. And then, of course, we know that Alfred Zimmern, who was a member of the Secret Society, certainly told Professor Carol Quigley all about the Secret Society. And, of course, if you read my articles and we go into the background of Professor Zimmern's private papers, which we have access to. They were with Professor Quigley's papers. And Professor Zimmern told about the secret society aimed at bringing about this one world government. H.C. Wells wrote about this. Sidney Arthur Schlesinger Jr. wrote an article in 1993, as I remember, called Bye Bye Woodrow, where he talked about the secrets movement there. But of course, one of the most revealing exposés is something we carry. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. And basically, you can get both the written and document, which we will be talking about with Deborah tonight, or you can get certainly the 4-CD set of the interviews with certainly Dr. Dennegan. Dr. Dennegan was a pediatrician practicing in Pennsylvania, and in 1969, he attended a medical meeting one morning where the speaker was Dr. Richard Day, who had been one of his professors at medical school. But Dr. Richard Day, by this time, was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and he said to the doctors in the room, "I want you to turn off your recorders. I don't want to take you to take notes, but I am going to tell you what's really going on in the world and what the future holds, because now certainly nothing can be done to stop it. Everything is in place." And with that as a background, Deborah, well, how did you find out about the New Order of the Barbarians, and certainly how did you get hold of the text of that? And I know you have this up on your website. I think it's vitally important to get this information out, because it's one of the best exposés of this secret group that controls every aspect of our lives today. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. In fact, I was first told about this by you. And I researched it, and it fit with all of the other source documents that we have on our website, stopthecrime.net, a parallel document to this so that you can see how all the dots connect, is the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And I'm going to say this about that document. It was schemed in the 40s with the Rockefellers, the international bankers, Harvard University, and the U.S. Air Force, and it is a declaration of war against the global population. It is a document, that's the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, for global enslavement and genocide. So as we go through the New World Order Exposed document that we're talking about tonight, that we also do have on our website, you'll see how this all fits.
And ladies and gentlemen, there is a plan today. Oh, to use war to change the world, to change society. That's what's going on over in the Near East and the Middle East today. But of course, they want a one world government, and they've got to destroy existing civilization to accomplish it, and they're drawing close to accomplishing that goal.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess is Deborah Tavares, and Deborah is talking about what I call it, the new order of the barbarians. What do you call it on your website, Deborah?
Yes, we call it the New World Order Exposed.
Okay, you go right ahead. Let's just really develop that, and you explain to the people what this is and why it's important. The New World Order Exposed. Go ahead.
Yes, it's crucial that everybody go to stopthecrime.net and look at this document. It is literally only 36 pages, and it goes over all of the processes that have been occurring and are already in place and have occurred until the final shoe drops, which everybody needs to understand. And I'm going to go right to that final shoe right now, Dr. Stan, so then we can back into this.
Okay, fine. Well, what is the final shoe?
Well, the final shoe in this document on page 34, which is how we have it numbered on our website, stopthecrime.net, is the arrival of a totalitarian global system. And for those that don't understand the extent of totalitarianism, it is absolutely total oppression of every single thing about you. It is the absolute system that recognizes no limits of its authority with forced control over every aspect of our lives, both public and private life, without regard for ethics, morality, or life itself. It controls the media, which we see on a massive scale now. In fact, in the other document, Dr. Stan, that we have on our site, the NASA War document, you will hear them talk about the massive media propaganda, and we're hearing that by and large now.
Okay, let's just stick now to the New Order of the Barbarians.
Right, and the New World...
This is what we want them to really understand, the significance of this document and this plan for a world government. That is, certainly this was first recorded back in 1969. And basically, of course, it's available today. You need to understand that everything they were planning then has come to pass. So go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, and under the aspect here in this document, the New World Order Exposed 1969, where they talk about the arrival of the totalitarian global system, they say when the new system takes over, people will be expected to sign allegiance to it, indicating that they don't have any reservations or holding back to the old system. There just won't be any room, is what Dr. Dunnigan heard Dr. Richard Day say back in 1969. And what he meant by that is there won't be any room for people who won't go along. We can't have such people cluttering up the place. So many people would be taken to special places. And he went on to say these special places, they would be taken and they would not live long. They would be disposed of humanely, Dr. Stan, and they would leave death as the only alternative. This is the consequence of this plan when it is fully implemented. And they say everything will be shut down. Oh, this is very interesting. Dr. Dunnigan said that people would disappear. They just simply disappear. That bringing in of the new system would probably occur on a weekend in the winter. Everything would be shut down on a Friday evening, and Monday morning, when everybody awakened, there would be an announcement that the new system would be in place. So now we can back into what this means, a totalitarian system, and what Dr. Dunnigan, occurred that day in 1969.
Now, remember, this is one of his professors, Dr. Richard Day. He's been the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and he was very close to this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that really runs the world. It was running the world at that time. It's running the world today. And directing, of course, the course of events. But basically, go right ahead. Dr. Dendigan sitting in the audience taking notes, although he's been told not to take notes and not to record what he said, but he, for some reason, believed that this was going to be important. So he began taking notes about what was said, and then eventually was able to record them for us. And you can hear both his discussion and, of course, read the notes of what he said. Go right ahead.
That's absolutely right. And Dr. Dendigan heard them talk about that there's a timetable to all of this. And so everyone needs to read this document for themselves to understand exactly what this means. But the high point in it is basically they were saying that people are too trusting, that people don't ask the right questions, and that sometimes being too trusting was equated as being dumb. And again, oftentimes, Dr. Dendigan heard it said, people just don't ask the right questions. And he felt as though Dr. Day had a sense of regret that he needed to let all of these doctors know what to expect in the future, and that's why he was letting them know. But he also said in here, there are the real and stated goals. Everything has two purposes. One is the ostensible purpose, which will make it acceptable to the people, and the second is the real purpose, which would further the goal of establishing the new system. And they were saying that there's just no other way. There's just no other way. And they go on to talk about how he heard population control was really an entry point into the discussion. And what I found interesting when I read it is what population really meant, population control. It just did not mean birth control. It meant controlling all human endeavors. So it's very important to understand when you hear that word, population control, by the elite, by the bankers, you'll understand it means controlling everything about us.
Well, but then how are they going to bring about this population control? What are they going to do besides certainly contraception and abortion? What do they have in mind?
Well, there's many things. They talked about the weaponization of the weather in this document. They talk about the use of medicine and using cancer as a depopulation mechanism.
And one of the things that really shocked me is when I read it was that Dr. Day had said, look, people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We have cures for cancer. Now, this was 1969. They're being kept locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation, basically, and so they're actively suppressing at this time treatments for cancer. And, of course, those of you who listen to our program regularly will know there are a number of treatments for cancer we've talked about being actively suppressed. And basically, of course, here's somebody on the other side readily admitting they're suppressing the treatments because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. They do have a population control agenda. I mean, we hear all about homosexuality and how we have to accept the homosexuals. They were pushing homosexuals. These people were not necessarily homosexuals themselves, but they were pushing it because it meant that more and more people would not be getting married and reproduce. Is that right, Deborah?
That's absolutely right. In fact, Dr. Stan, it includes so many unthinkable things that they hatched way back then. They even talked about how they would create clothing that would be sexually subductive. And they also talked about how they would use men's jobs and the need to fly them away from their families as a way to cause uncertainty and rift in families. This was all set up. They also timed it so that travel would be not as expensive and families would be able to be split up by a man being sent out into another state for a job. And therefore, because of that uncertainty in the family, they were less inclined to have more children. So that was also a form of population control. But they also talked about how babies would be birthed in laboratories from a petri dish and a test tube, and that making babies in a laboratory would then not be defined as having a parent, and they would then be the perfect slave. They intentionally created all the families to diminish and break them up. This, again, is all part of the silent weapons system. And they talked about how it was important to create the lack of vitality with older people. They said that they would lighten up the ink color on legal documents so it would become more difficult for old people to read them, and they would have to go to the younger people for help, and that would just make them feel less viable. They also talked about how they would be changing automobile traffic patterns and creating chaos on the roads for older people who have slower reflexes, and they would have trouble dealing with that added chaos, and they would just stop driving, and that would create less, that would create more less independence for their lives. They also talked about how the high cost of medical care would become very burdensome, and that the insurance was all a fraud to require people to have insurance. They discussed that in depth in this document, and they talked about how your role for being responsible for your own health care would be diminished, and it would be reliant upon the health care programs, which they allude to and discuss in here. And they also talk about how the whole billing process, of course, as I said, is fraudulent. They also said, this is very horrifying, actually, how access to hospitals would be tightly controlled and identification would be needed to get into the buildings. The security in and around hospitals would be established and gradually increased so that nobody without identification could get in or move around inside the buildings. That they would allow theft of hospital equipment like typewriters, microscopes, and so forth, and that would increase the required security in hospitals. And they said that this is just unbelievable document how they were going to transform everything, that they were going to turn our hospitals into psych wards and they would become prisons for confinement of criminals for reasons other than medical well-being. And again, we're seeing hospitals being built, we're seeing more drugs being administered to children and to older people and to the returning vets from the wars. This is part of what we're reading in this document.
It's frightening today when you know how many children are on drugs for ADD and ADHD and for other psychological problems. A significant number of our children are on medication today, and this never should have happened, but it was all planned long ago. Our guest, Deborah Tavares, will be right back.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger, because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Deborah Tavares. And Deborah is simply telling us what is in this report. Now, basically what happened was that Dr. Dunnigan took his notes and somehow or other he went into a commentator named Randy Engel. And Randy Engel actually did three interviews with Dr. Dunnigan. I heard about them, and I actually tracked him down. I interviewed him myself. I was firmly convinced that this was correct. And, of course, then somebody else had actually taken the interviews and then had made the transcript, the one that Deborah has up on her webpage, the one that certainly we offer through my ministry, or you can get it from Deborah. But, Deborah, you go right ahead, because this is the most incredible story. As back in 1969, they were talking about, well, cars, you know, America was the major car manufacturers, and we wanted to actually begin to shift our industrial production to other countries. So we decided we were going to shift industrial production of cars to Japan, and so Japan would start making better cars. We would make inferior cars here. Cars would break down, whereas the Japanese cars would last for a good long while. And basically, of course, this is exactly what happened. Everything that they planned has taken place. Go right ahead with the story, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. They talk about the curtailment of the American industrial preeminence, and, of course, also that home ownership is a thing of the past. But let me read you a couple of things that are on page 12. They talk about the elimination of private doctors. They say doctors make too much money. They say that doctors' jobs would soon include things like execution by legal injection. They also talked about how there would be a few diehard doctors who might try to hold on in their private practices, but that most doctors would later need to be employed by an institution of one kind or another, and that group practice would be encouraged, and corporations would be encouraged, and then the once corporate image of medical care would gradually become more and more acceptable, and doctors would sign on to institutions. And they went on to say that it was unstated, but it would be necessary as the employee serves his employer. We go on to talking about in here how they were planning to induce heart attacks as a form of assassination. He heard Dr. Day say, Dr. Dunnigan heard Dr. Day say, there is now a way to stimulate a heart attack. It can be used as a means of assassination. Only a very skilled pathologist who knew exactly what to look for in an autopsy would distinguish this from the real thing. Also went on to say that people would have to eat right and exercise right to live as long as before, but most won't. Therefore, you're stupid if you don't eat the right thing and you don't exercise. And because they say in here, if people were too dumb or too lazy to exercise, as they should, then their fats would go up and they'd be predisposed to disease, and that they would just be stupid, considered stupid, and they did deserve to die. There wasn't any need for them to continue on living, because the ignorance, their ignorance would be a vice for their early death. And if they chose to eat convenient food that tasted good but was not good for them, again, that was their decision, and they were stupid, and then they deserved to die. They talked about how through the exercise scheme that they would create a new industry, the sports industry, with clothes that people would wear for this new industry of exercise and jogging and running, and how they would blend all the religions, how they would modify books. They would steal books out of the library to reduce the level of available knowledge to everybody. That children would be in school more of the time, but they would learn less. And that students and children would have to decide at an earlier age what they wanted to study. And
I think that point that children would be in school more, but they would learn less. They're intentionally dumbing down our children. This is not conjecture. This is what Dr. Dunnigan, pardon me, wrote down and recorded and in the notes. And he talks about this. You can actually hear the interviews with Dr. Dunnigan as he tells this incredible story. Could this really be true? I really believe it is. Certainly, after talking to Dr. Dunnigan, hearing his interviews with with Randy Engel, and then, of course, reading the transcript, and then looking at seeing what's happened. It's all coming to pass. Very rarely do people on the other side lay out the whole plan. And this is one of the most beautiful demonstrations of the foreknowledge. Almost everything taking place today is all planned ahead of time. And of course, as Dr. Dunnigan said, the treatments for cancer will be kept locked away in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation, because this is all has to do with the Rockefellers and their plan for the one world totalitarian state. We'll be back. Give us a call if you have a question.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Deborah Tavares. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That is incredible as this story is. I believe it's true. Deborah, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information.
Yes. Everyone, go to stopthecrime.net. We have some urgent alerts that we've just posted, government documents that we have found. They're flashing on the homepage. Please go to those links and take a look at this new information. We have a new smart meter update about what is really behind the grid, and this is coming in the back door in all of our cities through our planning departments called the Climate Action Plan. Smart meters will be required as part of the requirement in all of our cities to reduce greenhouse gas.
Okay.
So read those very, very important newly leaked documents and information.
Okay, and I think all of this is vitally important, but let's get back to the New Order of the Barbarians, as I call it, or something. This Treatise on the New World Order, Dr. Dennegan's notes, and then, of course, based upon his notes of the interviews that he's done, and we do have a 4-CD set of the interviews, 3 by Randy Engel and 1 by myself, of Dr. Dennegan before his untimely death. And then, of course, we actually carry the transcript, or you can certainly pull it down at Deborah's website. But go right ahead. Let's get into some of the other things that are in this incredible document. All these plans were made back in 1969 for the world we live in today. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Absolutely. And what is really stunning is back in 1969, Dr. Dunnigan heard Dr. Day talk about weather control. And it was not just the idea of controlling weather by dropping iodine crystals into the clouds to cause rain. It was real control. And he spoke about the weather would be seen as a weapon of war, a weapon of influencing public policy. It would make rain or withhold rain in order to influence certain areas and bring them under control. There were two sides to this that were rather striking, so noted Dr. Dunnigan. He said, on the one hand, you could make drought during the growing season so that nothing would grow, and on the other hand, you could make it very rain very heavily during the harvest season so that the fields would be too muddy to bring in the harvest. And indeed, you could do both. Another very important point is about politics. He said very few people really knew how government works, something to the effect that elected officials were influenced in ways they don't even realize, and they carry out plans that have been made for them that they think that they are the authors of, but actually they are being manipulated and they don't understand. And this is an extremely important point right now to make, Dr. Stan, because the Delphi Technique is a global universal RAND corporation predetermined outcome program that is being initiated globally at every single meeting. And this is why people leave meetings when they're trying to present their point with documents. And they leave scratching their heads because it was always a predetermined outcome, and they were manipulated. And this is happening on every level of government globally right now, is the Delphi technique. And it's discussed here, but they don't use the word Delphi
technique. Well, could you explain to our listeners what this technique is and how it influences the outcome of issues?
Well, absolutely. We're certainly faced with the Delphi technique here in Northern California right now.
Okay, but basically now, how does he describe it here? Because we want to certainly develop all the ideas in this document.
Right,
what
right.
is he saying? What is he talking about?
Right. Well, he said people can carry in their minds and act upon two contradictory ideas at one time, provided that these two contradictory ideas are kept far enough apart. The other statement is, you can know pretty well how rational people are going to respond to certain circumstances or to ascertain and get information that they will encounter. So to determine the response you want, you need only control the kind of data or information that they're presented or the kinds of circumstances that they're in. And being rational people, they'll do what you want them to do. They may not fully understand what they are doing or why. And that's how he explains what we now know is the Delphi technique. He goes on to talk about how they planned and were falsifying scientific research. Talked about how a statement admitting that some of the scientific research and data would be falsified in order to bring about the desired result. And again, kept saying throughout this document, people don't ask the right questions, and some people are too trusting. Because we're trusting, that equates to us being stupid. And he also talked about how the acceptance of the United Nations would be more greatly accepted, and efforts would continue to give the United Nations increasing importance, and people would be more and more used to the idea of relinquishing some of the national sovereignty. And economic interdependence would foster this goal from a peaceful standpoint. And then they go on to talk about avoidance of war would foster it from a standpoint of worrying about hostility. And it was recognized that doing it peaceably was better than doing it by war. And it was stated at this point that war would become obsolete. And certainly we see that in the Iron Mountain Report. We see that in the Silent Weapons Report as well. But that war would become obsolete, according to what Dr. Dunnigan heard Dr. Richard Day say. And again, the United States would reduce its preeminence globally, and that they were telling us that we were enemies of the Soviets, and yet he was being told that the United States was actually giving weapons to the Soviets. Also spoke about terrorism, that terrorism would be widely used in Europe and other parts of the world.
Now, this is 1969 he's talking about terrorism.
Yes, and said that terrorism at that time was thought would not be necessary in the United States. It could become necessary in the United States if the United States did not move rapidly enough into accepting the system. But at least in the foreseeable future, it was not planned. He said maybe terrorism would not be required in the United States, but the implication being that it would indeed be used if it was necessary. Along with this came a bit of a scolding that Americans had had it too good anyway. And just a little bit of terrorism would help convince Americans that the world indeed is a dangerous place, or it can be if we don't relinquish control to the proper authority. Again, all in 1969, and we're seeing terrorism globally all over the world now. They talk about financial control, there was a statement that any purchase of any significant size, like an automobile, a bicycle, a refrigerator, radio or television, or whatever someone might want to purchase, would have an identification chip in it, and it could be traced. Well, we see that now in the smart grid with all of the RFID chips. This was talked about in 1969, and they used the idea that tracing would be a benefit so that if anything was stolen, that the authorities would be able to find it and recover it faster. They also talked about the fact that computers would allow all of this to happen. Well, we have the big NSA Massive Data Collection Center right now in Bluffdale, Utah. So all of this was talked about in this document, the New World Order Exposed, in 1969. And also they spoke about how people would be encouraged to use credit to borrow, and then they would be encouraged to renege on their debt so that they would destroy their own debt. And the idea here was that we were too stupid to handle credit wisely, and that this would give the authorities the opportunity to come down hard on anyone that has shot their credit. And they talk about how surveillance, implants, and televisions would watch us. And this was stunning to Dr. Dunnigan back then.
Basically, this is what we have now. If you have a laptop computer, or certainly one of the others, small computers, so many of them actually have cameras in them. And those cameras, you think, are certainly is wonderful. Now you can talk to people, they can see you, and you can see them. But remember now, Big Brother can also see you and see your friends. Basically, these cameras in the computers are the vehicle by which 1984 has come into our homes today. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right. And to that end of tracking, Dr. Dunnigan also heard Dr. Day say that what they also would be doing is they would be using implants that would lend themselves to surveillance by providing radio signals. And this could be under the skin or in a dental implant, like being put in a filling, so that fugitives or possibly other citizens could be identified by certain frequency from their personal transmitter, and they could be located at any time, any place, by any authority who wanted to find them. And also said that you'll be being watched by your television, and someone will be watching you at the same time in a central monitoring station. Again, all of this was discussed in 1969. Talked about people that would be encouraged to save money, that there would be increased cost on savers' accounts. We've seen all of that occurring. They talked also about travel restrictions and implanted IDs and how travel would be more difficult. People would have to have permission to travel. They would need a special reason to travel. Again, this is all UN Agenda 21 under the restrictions of travel, and how if you lost your ID, you would be encouraged then to have an implant, and that traveling would be much more difficult. They talked about how women would be felt that their breasts were too small, and they would get silicone implants. And at the time, that was not a common occurrence back in 1969. But they said that it would be something that the body would reject, and that they would be able to retain information and retrievable by electronic means. So this is on page 27 of the New World Order Exposed. They also talk about how there would be food control, how food supplies would come under tight control if the population growth didn't slow down. Food shortages could be created in a hurry, and people would realize the dangers of overpopulation. And ultimately, whether the population slows down or not, the food supply would be brought under centralized control so that people would have enough to be well nourished, but would not have enough to support any fugitive in the new system. In other words, if you had a friend or a relative who didn't sign on to the New World Order, and growing one's own food would be outlawed, that this would be done under some sort of pretext. And in the beginning, he was told two purposes for everything. One would be the ostensible purpose, and then there would be the real purpose, and talked about how they would be able to find illegal activities like growing your own food, and that that would become criminal. All of these things are happening right now. Everything that is in this document has occurred and is occurring. And they talk about how they would use the sex and violence in schools, how home ownership would become a thing of the past. everything that is told to Dr. Dunnigan by Dr. Day back in 1969 has occurred. How schools would become the hub of community. Children would learn less and be in schools more. Also talked about how computers would become the norm in education. And those
that's the Common Core curriculum, which is coming down the line. It's all on computers. Go ahead.
That's absolutely right. And they said if you wanted a computer or to access books that were not directly related to the field of study, you'd have to have a good reason for wanting extended access into other fields. Otherwise, access would be denied because they did not want people to have an overall understanding of what was going on. And this is extremely important to understand, as you just said, Dr. Stan, about the Common Core curriculum, because the Wi-Fi in the schools is all part of the silent weapons system to reduce the population. It's all part of the silent weapons attack on global humanity. And the economy, the reduction of knowledge, they're literally, this is planned enslavement through lack of knowledge. And all of the documents that we have on our website, the New World Order Exposed document that we're talking about tonight, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and the Iron Mountain Report are very necessary to put the whole picture together because they all talk about different aspects of what we're being faced with. But I think if people were to read these short documents, 44 pages, 36 pages, you'd have a very grounded understanding of how this was all schemed. And, Dr. Stan, I find it very interesting that the documents that we're talking about tonight, the Iron Mountain Report, Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, and the New World Order Exposed by an Insider, were largely documents that were hatched in the 50s and the 60s. And that seems to be a time of great activity into total enslavement, genocide of mankind. And, of course, we know it follows, for example, only one layer was in October 21st of 1945 when the U.S. became a charter member of the United States. One of those requirements were that we had to relinquish our sovereignty, and we did. And therefore, we also have a corrupt court system. And we can see that because the courts are not here to serve the people. It's here to serve the global banks, the corporate system, the corporate structure. We are under corporate control and mega banking corporate control that's posing as a legitimate government, and it's not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, is there anything else in this document that we should cover? We've covered so much. Is there anything else there? Because we're almost out of time.
Well, I see that. And, I would say that it's very important to understand. They talked about shifting the populations and the economies and tearing social roots. And we see that with the Wildlands Project and how they're going to move us into human settlement zones. And how there would be the surveillance, home ownership, a thing of the past. Most importantly is the arrival of the totalitarian global system and the talk that there was a power and a force of people, of men, organizing and redirecting all of this change.
And of course, basically, they use the threat of terrorism to say we've just got to have more control. And yet this terrorist movement has been financed by our own intelligence agencies. That's covered in the book. The devil's game. You need to get it. You need to understand. It's all an illusion. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com.
And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Deborah Tavares. This is a very important program. I hope you'll want to pull it down off the internet and listen to it several times. God bless you, Deborah. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Good night. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get the documentation, why, of course, we carry the 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. And actually, we have a treatise, The New Order of the Barbarians, you can buy from us. But you can go to Deborah's website and pull it down and read it there. And then, of course, record it and then help us get this information out. Almost everything going on today has been planned long ago. There is this plan. You can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and simply go to our monthly newsletters. Go back to, I think it starts in probably about April of 2010. Anyway, it's called the basically, it goes into the background of the secret society. I think it's titled The Secret Cabal is the name of a series of 6 articles. We want you to pull them down. We want you to read them. We want you to duplicate them. We want you to tell others. But basically, there's this little cabal. They control both political parties, the right, the left, the conservatives, the liberals, and they control the media. They have their people within the military. They have their people to control the banks. They certainly have their people in education and in our churches, and basically they are directing the course of America. They're using the financial and military power of our government to bring about a one world government, and you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what's going on. And then you need to help us expose these people. Sydney, that we know what's going on over in the Near East today, in the Middle East, because Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor to President Obama, has assured him that the Syrian government is responsible for the gassing and killing of the people, and President Obama is going to have to do something. Well, Susan Rice, CFR and Trilateral Commission, remember, there's never been more than 75 members of the Trilateral Commission. Susan was forced to drop out when she went to work for the government 5 years ago, but basically she's still part and parcel of the Brotherhood, and she's playing her part well. They want to expand the war in the Middle East there. I don't know what's going going to happen. We're just going to have to see how this thing plays out. But you know they don't want a peaceful solution. They want us to attack Syria. And when we do, well, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. When we started the war in Vietnam, we thought it would be a very, very short war. After all, retaliating for the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And the war went on for almost 10 years. And then, of course, the First World War. It was going to be just a little incident between Serbia and Austria-Hungary. And that war went on for 4 years. I don't know, and I pray that something terrible doesn't happen over there in Syria. But certainly, if we attack Syria, why, of course, they may very well attack Israel. And then, of course, Israel may attack Iran. We don't know what's going to happen. Pray for peace, but understand that there truly are satanic forces in the world today. You need to get, of course, the CD set, the New Order of the Barbarians, and certainly the treatise on the New Order of the Barbarians. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the CD, four-CD set, on the threat of an EMP attack, and the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. If you'd like to get, of course, the Congressional Commission reports, the 2004 and 2008, you can get them certainly on the Internet, or you can get them from us. We have to charge you for them, but you need to get it. I've read the 2008 report, and it is indeed frightening because the PhDs who did this study for 4 long years are very, very concerned, and they think that millions of people could very well die in the coming, certainly, and it's not a matter of if, but when we have an EMP attack. So please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.